Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'm Raymond Galker, and this is a show that we bring fantastic people from our community into the studio to share what they're doing for our community, to make it a better place to live, to make it more connected. And you're going to have fun today. We have Jenny Dillon with us today, and she's the president of the Gettysburg Area Retail Merchant Association. And, you know, everybody has wondered ever since they were a little kid, about Santa Claus and, how does Santa get to my house? And, I was always told that he comes in a sleigh and he comes down a chimney and all that. But that's not true. I mean, that's not totally true, because right now we have the people that bring Santa, at least to Gettysburg.
Right.
Right. Maybe not the world, but the Gettysburg. So, Jenna, Garma has been bringing Santa to Gettysburg for how many years?
I would say it's probably at least 20 or more years. Okay. I've only been with Garma for about 8-9 years, so I'm not sure of a lot of the history before that, as far as Christmas with Santa, but it's been quite a while now.
Speak about that, this program.
Okay, so what Garma does for the holidays, Garma actually owns the Christmas tree in town, and we own the wreaths in Santa's shanty. We bring everything in for the tree lighting, and then we hire Santa to be there at the shanty for the entire duration of the holiday season and get to meet with everybody. So that has been, for me, very fun. I'm not a big holiday person, but I love doing Christmas in Gettysburg.
So some people now, Thanksgiving is coming up. Some people already now, since it's been trick-or-treat, has started to decorate their homes for Christmas. You decorate Gettysburg
yes.
for Christmas.
Yes. The borough of Gettysburg actually puts the tree up for us. And I work wonderfully with Robbie Harbaugh, who is in charge of that, getting the tree up, taken care of. And then we have some volunteers, well, we volunteered them to do it, that put up the wreaths for us and then take them back down after the end of the season. The borough takes the tree down for us. And then we have some volunteers that bring Santa's shanty in and place it on the square and bring it back.
So this is really a big event.
It is. It is. I've been doing the Christmas part for 8 years, and really it's become so second nature that I do look forward to it because everything aligns and falls in place. I still have the stage fright that night. Are people going to show up? Did they know that it was happening? And then once everything starts happening, our DJ starts playing the holiday music, I completely forget that I had stage fright, and I know it's going to be a great event.
People are looking forward to this. This is a large turnout.
Yes, it has been large. It has grown. One of the biggest tree lightings we did, and one of the reasons that we had even blocked the square the 1 year that we did it, is when we bought the new tree. The old tree was 25 years old, had old lighting on it, so we wanted an LED tree. And a couple members of Garma at the time had started a GoFundMe and people just sending in checks for donations and whatnot. So we wanted to show off that tree. And that is the same tree that we've had. And we've probably replaced 10 light bulbs in that time because of the LED lights and how efficient they are. So that's been great.
Okay.
But we get out there, we have a storage shed that everything's kept in, a big old Morton building. And we have a group that comes out and checks the light bulbs on all the wreaths, the tree. And they always tell me, you don't need to be here, we've got it. And I know they've got it, but I still feel like this is my gig and I can't have them work and not me work.
That's right, you want to be there.
So I want to be there with them, and they're just such a fantastic group. They have kids involved, and the kids, I asked last year one kid, I said, how long have you been doing this? He goes, this is my fifth year.
Okay.
And they love it. And to get kids involved and want to do something like that and give up a Saturday morning for 2 hours. It's just phenomenal.
So what's the name of the group that comes in?
The group that comes in, it's actually part of the Latter-day Saints Church.
Okay.
We were connected with them first through Leonard Losky, and Leonard came out a couple times, and then the group said, hey, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just been doing it ever since. They email me, and what day do you want to do?
And prior to that,
I did it myself my very first year doing Christmas mm-hmm. with another person. Took us 9 hours to check light bulbs. And Leonard knew that. Leonard was on the board of Garma at the time. And Leonard says, you can't do this like that again.
Now, Jen, you are an expert at checking light bulbs
mm-hmm.
then, huh?
I am an expert. We've taught all the kids how to be experts, and that if one is broken, please turn the wreath off before you put your fingers in and turn the bulb.
But what's
and pull
the key to finding the one that just...
We plug them all in. Each wreath has about 50 light bulbs on it.
Okay.
So we just start standing the wreath up. Two people, one on each side, will just start checking, replacing, uh-huh. spin it around. When they feel great and good about it, on to the next wreath.
Okay. All right, so that saves you a lot of time.
It does, it's incredible.
And the nice thing is, too, that you have certain people, every year takes on certain roles,
mm-hmm.
and they look forward to that.
Yes.
They look forward
yes.
to that. So you have the Latter-day Saints
mm-hmm.
that takes care of the light bulbs, and they help you with the wreaths.
They do not help with the wreaths.
Okay.
I actually have about 4 guys that used to work for Gettysburg Rental Center, and because they have done the wreaths now for a few years, we just have them keep doing it. Ross Brownlee and Sons used to do it, and Ross said, I'm done climbing a ladder.
Okay.
And I said, I don't blame you.
All right.
So he drew us a map of where every wreath went, and we've gone off of Ross's map now for the last few years.
And these individuals, this is their role, and don't mess with it. You better
Correct.
Let them do it every year, just mm-hmm. like the Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
And
yes.
now you have like a lot of kids involved,
mm-hmm.
And you have the community just mm-hmm. taking on different roles. Who else takes on roles to help this work?
Well, we had a Santa for the last few years who just retired.
Oh.
So we were on the hunt for Santa, and I have 3 Santas this year. Our one the last few years, Carrie Shirley, he would take on every single shift.
Oh.
And our Saturday shifts are long. We do 10 to 2, they get an hour lunch break, and then 3 to 7. And he took them all on. So kudos to him sitting there. Santa's shanty does have a propane heater in there, plus another little plug-in electric one, so we would try to keep him as warm as possible, and on the coldest days, I'd go about 2 hours early, let myself in the shanty, and turn the heat on for him so he didn't walk into a cold house.
Yeah.
But everybody that becomes a part of it, it's just great because I hope they take an ownership from it and a feeling of involvement with the community. That's what I've taken on. I love it. I love just seeing the kids coming up for the hot chocolate. Hotel Gettysburg's always provided free hot chocolate for the event, and the Garma board members would staff the table and work with the hotel and making sure everybody had hot chocolate before we light that tree.
This is a magical evening, isn't it?
It is. It is. A couple years ago, we incorporated a DJ into it. We use Dual FX DJ, Steve Smith, out of New Oxford area, and he spends a half an hour playing Christmas songs, getting everybody to gather to the square as they hear that music. Once Santa's ready to make his way up the street, then he's got Here Comes Santa Claus or something, making an announcement to bring him into town. But adding that musical element really did it.
Mm.
And Steve knows that I am a huge Barry Manilow fan, so he makes sure he gets in a couple Barry Manilow
right.
Christmas songs
Good job,
that make
Steve.
Me feel even more special. So
yeah.
thank you, Steve.
Yeah. So talking about a sense of community. So the Gettysburg Area Retail Merchants Association, that evening, the sense of community, the looks on well, not only the children's faces,
mm-hmm.
from the people it's connected with you that make this happen, when they look around, they experience something different than someone who's not really engaged or immersed in the mm-hmm. experience like that.
Absolutely.
Even though it's important for anybody in the community to come and connect. Because mm-hmm. this is about connection, is
right.
it not?
Connecting with the community, there's no thought of anything happening in the world today except getting that tree lit. And then getting Santa to a shanty to meet, the lineup will be like 60 kids waiting for him.
60 kids.
At least. It wraps around the block.
And while people
so
are waiting.
That's all that matters.
I know. You could look at their faces and they have chocolate, hot chocolate mm-hmm. and candy. And
they're happy. Gettysburg Times puts out their songbook, and in the last few years, we've been able to work with them to have it printed in time to hand out at the tree lighting. So that's another nice thing. Garma volunteers will walk around, even though it usually comes out the same day in the newspaper. Not everybody subscribes. Not everybody gets home delivery. I do mine online. It's easier. But we can get that songbook in their hand, and people look at you like, it's free? Yes, it's free. Please take it. Enjoy. Have fun.
Now, do you actually coordinate the singing?
No. We don't do any singing. Our past president did do that one year, had everybody, I can't even remember what the song she has sing. We could do that. We could. But we've not done that yet.
That didn't go well when she did it, or?
I don't want to get up there and sing, even though I love to do karaoke. I don't want to get up there and sing.
You do not have to check the lights. You do not have to put the wreaths up. And you don't have to sing. There's someone in this community that would come forth and say, I'll lead the song. And that isn't me. But there's someone.
I might do it. It just depends. But
I just see everybody connected by singing the same song. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Garma, Gettysburg Area Retail Merchant Association, Jenny Dillon, 5-year president. Make sure her and her group brings Santa to town. If anybody wanted to help participate with this, they could get online and contact
yes,
you?
Yes, you can email us at info@GettysburgRetailMerchants.com. And the email only comes to me, so if you want to volunteer, I will gladly be in touch with you immediately. Whatever anybody would like to do, anything that would just add more magic to the evening.
And you're the magic. Each person back there is the magic, and a great community is a community like Jenny said to me before we even got started, and probably said it in the show, is a great community is a community that's connected.
Yes.
And the great way to connect is to connect with your heart's passion. Mm-hmm. And if your passion's Christmas and community, this event needs you. You're the missing piece.
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
The missing piece to this Christmas event. And you can come and donate your time, but also it gives you a chance to look at other people having mm-hmm. that special
yes.
moment that you're making possible.
And just them coming out, even participating, watching the tree lighting event, the more people that come out, the more tells me that this is what people want, and I'm glad we're doing it. I'm glad we have been doing it, because again, it's a night to forget everything that's happening in the world and just focus on the tree being lit and seeing people you haven't seen before. You just run into them on the street,
mm-hmm.
being able to stand in the middle of the street when normally that doesn't happen, or go up onto the actual circle and stand at the tree and have your picture taken and not be arrested for it. So that's the perfect night to be able to get out there and do that. The things that, that would be neat if we could, well, come out, you can.
You can. What a magical moment in Gettysburg. Magical
yes.
moment. And it needs you to be there to make it even more special.
Yes.
If you wanted to help donate.
We are actually
time, treasures,
time,
or
monetary. It takes a lot for us to put Christmas together. Last year, just the whole Christmas season, tree lighting included, all the behind the scenes, the carriage that brings Santa, the cost of the light bulbs, the cost of the DJ, the cost of the borough permitting and whatnot was almost
$6,000. $6,000. And who pays for that?
Garma does. Garma does it through our membership and also through our antique shows. The vendor fees from our two antique shows that we have a year goes towards Christmas in Gettysburg. A wreath right now, fully lit with a bow, is about $550 to purchase a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And when Main Street completes the Baltimore Street revitalization program and the new light fixtures will go up, it's always kind of been a just verbal that Garma will provide the wreaths. So we're going to have to look at GoFundMe, capital campaign, something to purchase the wreaths to go on that street as well to connect the square down to Steinware Avenue, because Steinware Avenue does have wreaths the whole way down.
And I know that if you traveled, going into different towns during Christmas is always special, you know, the way the town itself decorates. And I guess, you know, Garma isn't the only organization decorating Gettysburg.
No, not at all.
But you're doing mainly the square.
We're doing mainly the square, yes.
But now you're going to branch off and help put some wreaths out from the square.
Yes. We typically, our wreaths are actually on the square and one block out each way, plus Steinware Avenue. That's also where the free parking occurs. Garma works with the borough of Gettysburg for free parking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And it occurs on the same, the square, the first block out, and then Steinware Avenue.
Okay. So if you have a special place in your heart for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's going to be magical, this is going to be a magical moment in mm-hmm. Gettysburg, you could take ownership by donating money towards these wreaths.
Donating towards the wreaths would be huge, because I am not sure yet how many light fixtures are going to be put on Baltimore Street. So when you look at the light fixtures, you think, well, that's not a lot. But when we start doing Steinware and we're doing both sides of the street, that's the most wreaths that go up is out on that area of the town.
Steinware is kind of special itself, isn't it?
It is. It is. They've always had their Victorian Christmas. They are an arm of the Christmas festival. They're going to be doing Victorian Christmas again this year out on Steinware. Main Street Gettysburg has put the trees up out along each of the telephone poles that the wreaths go on, so it just makes it even more beautiful.
So Jill Sellers with Main Street Gettysburg mm-hmm. is awesome, isn't she?
Yes, absolutely.
She is an awesome individual. She gives to this community tirelessly.
Yes.
She just gives. And Main Street Gettysburg, they do a Christmas event.
A Gettysburg
also?
Christmas Festival.
Okay.
Yes. It was first started in 2018, and it has grown and grown and grown each year. Jill has brought an element of family fun to it. In the beginning, the very first year, I was a business owner downtown, and we had themed streets. Each street had a theme, and it was all about the shopping. And it was great. It was wonderful just to see the people coming in the stores and saying, which street are we on? And you didn't say York Street.
Mm-hmm.
We were, at the time, Colonial Christmas.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, we're Colonial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's the Roaring Twenties, which was Chambersburg Street? It was really neat the way
fun.
We did that. But Jill has really grown it to be a family day, a family weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done this year that is going to be so completely different than the past is we are changing the date of the annual tree lighting to coincide with a Gettysburg Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The tree lighting was always done on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, traditionally. And it has honestly become very expensive to put it together, the permitting and whatnot and so on. So Jill Sellers and Charles Gable, the borough manager, came to me and Garma and said, would you consider doing the tree lighting with the festival? It would cut down on a lot of expenses for us because of the festival taking some of those expenses. And we agreed as a board, yes, made sense to do. Mm-hmm. So the tree lighting this year will actually be Friday, December 5th. And we are going to start gathering on the square at 6 o'clock instead of 5:30. The tree will be lit by Santa at 6:30 instead of 6. So we kind of push things back because the Adams County Arts Council also has their gingerbread house voting. Mm-hmm. And that ends at 6. They can come out from there, come on up the street, get some hot chocolate, hot cider, get ready for the whole activities with the tree.
This just makes a lot more sense.
It does.
The same day.
It does.
It just adds to it because there's things going on all day. They have in front of the library, I think
mm-hmm.
they have
yes.
A stage where mm-hmm. family things are going to be happening, and on Steinware, and the Art Council mm-hmm. and the businesses will be doing things.
Yes.
And then you all come together on the mm-hmm. square, and then you have the tree
yep.
lighting.
And then GARMA stays active for the whole Christmas festival weekend because we sponsor the wishing wells that Main Street Gettysburg has. They kind of signed them over to us with responsibility, and they're placed throughout town. There's 3 wishing wells. There's wish slips sitting in the front. People can put what their wish is for Christmas. Some people, it's either, yes, for kids, it's always a gift. It's a puppy. It's something. Adults might be that, or it might be peace on earth, anything like that. But they can write what their wish is, fill out their information, and then we ask the area merchants if they would contribute prizes. I go out that weekend and we do live feeds in the stores that the prize is from and pull and announce the winners.
Oh, that's wow.
So that's brought GARMA into the whole weekend mm-hmm. when Jill approached us about the wishing wells.
Okay. And Charles Gable, you mentioned his name.
Yes.
What a fantastic government servant he is. You know, mm-hmm. Does a great job as our manager. You know, the Gettysburg Area Retail Merchant Association.
That's why we say GARMA. We're part GARMA. Of the alphabet soup because
right.
it is a mouthful to say.
You're a nonprofit,
501c6?
Yes.
Six, yes.
Okay.
Six is a little bit different because we're a membership-based organization. So we do collect membership dues from anybody within a 5-mile radius of the square of Gettysburg who'd like to be a member, can be a member, and then we collect the dues. That goes toward contributing to the community. We have in the past done donations to the fire department, to the Gettysburg Garden Club, who does the incredible hanging baskets throughout the summertime, and a couple other organizations. But if somebody sends us a letter, then we will highly consider doing a donation. But that's what membership dollars help with.
P.O. Box?
P.O. Box 4914, Gettysburg, PA 17325.
Send your request and say please.
And just put GARMA, G-A-R-M-A. You don't have to spell it out.
Now this is interesting. To be a member, you have to be within 5 miles
yes.
from the square.
Yes, that's why it's the Gettysburg area.
Okay.
That is actually how it was set up in 1972 when GARMA was first created.
Wow.
And it was created by members of the downtown businesses, one of them being Bing Hartzell, who had Hartzell's Luncheonette.
Okay.
Bing is still around for us to pick his brain
okay.
when we have little historical things we want to ask.
Okay.
But it was very interesting. I have the original bylaws of GARMA and the original members. And right now, Martin's Family Shoes is the only member who has been a member since day one.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. How many members do you have?
Right now, we're actually a little low, lower than we'd like to be. We have, I'm going to say, about 40-ish members. We've
40?
Seen a high of 100.
Okay.
But the climate has really changed. Businesses going out of business,
mm-hmm.
people retiring,
mm-hmm.
Just a lot of different factors. So
it takes, for me, it would take a special type of person to be a business owner, period.
It definitely does.
More or less
it definitely
in retail,
does. You know? It does in retail. Number one, you always have the customer who you're not going to make happy. You're not going to have the merchandise maybe that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a business owner, I owned a business 7 years in town called Artworks. It was all about just getting them in the store, and maybe they didn't shop and buy something, but they enjoyed the vibe of the store, mm-hmm. and they remembered you. They remembered you for, we had a lot of candles in our store, so everybody said, oh, you're the store that smells so good.
Okay.
So that was great. It was nice to be known as that, better than some other things you could be known by, but yeah. it was definitely tough making sure you had that niche that that customer wanted, and especially something that they couldn't find online to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had a lot of people that would come in the store, take a picture, and see if they could find it online.
Okay, yeah.
And online shopping has done a lot to retail stores, to brick and mortars.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an online shopper. I never have been. Not that I'm not internet savvy, but I want to go in. I will not buy clothing online because I want to make sure it fits. I want to make sure it looks right because right. I hate making a return.
Okay.
Doing a return for a small business can break them for a day.
Mm.
Because if you don't take in enough money to do a return,
mm-hmm.
it hurts, especially in those winter months when it's slow. So I want to make sure that what I'm purchasing, I definitely wanted. There's no doubt you will not see me back to bring that back.
So it's important that our local stores and businesses are supported by the locals.
Yes, and I know that you'll see many people put on Facebook or say it out loud, they won't shop downtown because of parking. But when you say you won't do that, you're hurting the business.
And you're also hurting yourself because I think
you're missing out on a lot of the great businesses and the niches that they have.
And the atmosphere.
An atmosphere, yes.
And that, the atmosphere in Gettysburg is, you know, people come from miles around mm-hmm. for that. And there's
yes.
good, there's good businesses, there's great restaurants.
Yes. One thing I think is great about Gettysburg is we don't have a lot of chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of individual, independent, Blue and the Gray, the Gettysburger, Gettysburg Eddies, just a few that are GARMA members
mm-hmm.
that are out there. And if you just go to chains, you're never going to get to experience the great cuisine. One Lincoln, another member, you know, great food, always changing menus at these places. It's just not what you're going to see. And a place like Gettysburg Eddies, who's dedicated to the memory of Eddie Plank, a local Gettysburg, you know, major league ball pitcher from the early 1900s, where else are you going to find that?
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Right. Plus, there's nothing like their hot dogs. I mean,
yeah.
You know, of course, you know, you might like hamburgers, but, you know.
I love their avocado salad that they have, turkey and avocado
right?
at Gettysburg Eddie's, yes. I have something at each place that that's my thing.
Okay. Great. And, you know, local businesses, they do a lot for the community that people don't really realize.
They do.
The events like you're talking about now, you know, the antique shows that you have.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the stores on Antique Show Weekend would take that opportunity to purchase a space for their own store so they could bring their store outside as well mm-hmm. onto the sidewalk to draw the people walking to shop in. For the Historian on York Street, always would do antique show just to have that extra footprint outside to get people to walk up and draw them back into the store.
And hopefully they make money, but also part of that profit, part of the expense of someone participating in that day goes back to experience this great event that we have on the tree lighting.
Yes.
You know, which mm-hmm. which makes magical moments. So when you shop GARMA, mm-hmm. you're actually adding to the experience of Christmas for our youth. And most businesses are like that. Most businesses not only providing opportunities for people who work for them,
mm-hmm.
but provide opportunities for nonprofits to do their mission.
And also if you think about who, when you are running an event and you need donations for something, you go to every little local business in mm-hmm. town and ask them for a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I always participated because I knew how hard it was. Mm-hmm. I knew how hard it was for some people to ask for the donation because they hate to ask.
Right.
They figure, oh, you've probably been asked 20 times already, but it doesn't hurt.
No, and a lot of people, they know that if you come and ask for a donation, you're doing something that they may have a passion for, but they don't have the time for.
Right.
You know, their passion is providing a service for the community.
Yes.
You know, your passion might be providing a service for the community in a different way.
Right.
You know, rather than merchandise. So they're always there for you. And the nice thing about Garma also is that you have monthly events.
Our monthly events that we've had for years now has actually been our First Friday event. The First Friday event was first started by Jennifer Levan when she had just Jennifer in town and was a board member for Garma. And it was something that was done where she came from, out near Philly, and she brought that passion here. And it was always so much fun to drive through town, walk through town, and see all the First Friday flags hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last few years, we've had a hard time. We've struggled with board members that we could create a committee for First Friday. A few years ago, we did have four dedicated board members, business owners in the community that had a First Friday committee, came up with monthly, quarterly events, and it was great. But again, as businesses close or whatever, we lose that board member. And it's something that I'd love to see us refocus on. COVID did hurt a little bit with hours. A lot of businesses, it's the owner that's working it the whole time. And to stay open a couple extra hours that Friday night could just, you know, exhaust them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard when you are the sole owner operator of a store and you give as much as you know you can. And then here we're saying, can you stay a couple hours extra? And a lot of people think that they have to give something away. Nope. It's just the experience coming in the store. We would always do, a lot of stores would do some type of specialty drink or treat. Mm-hmm. And yes, you had the people that came in only for that. You had the First Friday hoppers that just went store to store for the little freebies.
Right.
But it still brought them in your store.
Right, and it created an atmosphere.
It did, it
did. I remember when this first started and it was exciting.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
People look forward to First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the hoppers, to
yes.
see what the stores were going to give. But as this is happening, you have more people on the streets
yes.
that are running into each other and mm-hmm. you know, just having that added atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Now, if people were interested in helping with that, would you, Garma, be open to that?
Absolutely. To be on a committee, you do not need to be a board member.
Okay. So, you know, this is an organization that is opening up an opportunity for you to get involved in the community. And what they're offering an opportunity for you to take your time, your talents, and your treasure and create magical moments for the community. You don't have to be a business owner. You just gotta love being in Gettysburg with people and making magical moments. And that's P.O. Box 4914. And just say, hey, I'm interested. And the nice thing also is that your organization brings Santa to Gettysburg.
Yes.
That's awesome. But you also help nonprofits and you collaborate.
Yes.
With other organizations such as...
Love to partner.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Yes, absolutely.
Partnering, you can get so much done. And we find that one and one does not make two.
No.
You know?
One and one makes minus one.
Okay.
Sometimes you need that power of more to accomplish more.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, you're right. It creates a different... character.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? So you end up with three characters. You end up with yourself, your partner, and that partnership and what that
right.
makes.
Right. No one idea is brilliant.
No.
It takes many people to bring it to the plate and make it brilliant by bringing each of their little parts to it.
Yeah, and there's a sense of unity, and nothing like working towards a great goal, like bringing Santa
absolutely
to Gettysburg and see the smiles on the kids' faces.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, the older people walking around, having fun.
Yes.
You work a lot with the chamber?
We don't actually do a lot with the chamber, but we are reciprocal members. So anything that they are doing, we love to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And share it on our social media and so forth.
And I would go out on a limb to think that a lot of the members of GARMA is also members of the chamber.
I would say yes, they're also members of Destination Gettysburg. And Destination Gettysburg, we are partners with them as well. So I think what a lot of stores don't realize, and as a Destination member, that they can put their events on the Destination Gettysburg website. So we may be having First Friday and put that as GARMA's event on Destination Gettysburg, but that individual business can also go on to Destination Gettysburg and say what they're doing for First Friday, because it's just more eyes looking at you.
Yes. Destination Gettysburg is an awesome organization.
Yes.
They're there for the betterment
mm-hmm.
of the community, especially businesses and getting people here to Gettysburg.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
You're involved with the annual Gettysburg Memorial Day Parade?
Well, yes and no. GARMA has actually contributed money towards the Memorial Day Parade Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally work with John Winkleman from the Memorial Day Parade to make sure that every Memorial Day they get 100 chairs donated to them.
Okay, cool. And free parking during Christmas season.
Free parking during Christmas. That's been going on for quite a while. It did change up a couple years ago. We partner with the borough. We have it in a memorandum of understanding with the borough of Gettysburg that we write for 5 years, that every year the borough will consider free parking and then vote on it at a council meeting.
Which is a great thing to do. I mean, that's a Christmas gift
yes.
to the public, but it's also an opportunity for the public to have one less stress to worry about while they come to Gettysburg
yes.
to enjoy that special moment. If you think about it, you have GARMA. You have the square of Gettysburg, which is magical in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the blocks going away from there. You say 5 blocks. And those 5 blocks create the atmosphere
yes,
of
absolutely.
Gettysburg and the experience that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, thanks for everything that GARMA does for our community. Thanks for opening up your hearts to providing these special experiences for our children and us adult children.
This is my hometown. Mm-hmm. Gettysburg is my hometown. I love it. I love giving back to it. I don't know. I want people to understand why it's special to me, and I would hope they could take something from that that then becomes special to them, whether it's the Christmas tree lighting. I work at Gettysburg Day Spa. That was the country club. That was where President Eisenhower golfed.
Mm-hmm.
I love President Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that I work with knows I'm an Eisenhower geek about things. So when people come into the day spa, I share with them. I show them out back where the putting green was, part of the spa or part of the country club area and stuff, and just sharing everything. I want everybody to take something away that it's not just the battle. There's many other things that comprise Gettysburg to be what it is.
Yes, and a lot of that is the businesses.
Yes,
a lot
absolutely.
Of it's the restaurants that you can enjoy. Mm-hmm. But the most important part is you.
Absolutely.
Being able to go there and share a fun time. And you don't have to live in Gettysburg.
No.
To enjoy Gettysburg. And you don't have to live in Gettysburg to make Gettysburg special. You just got to bring your special self
yes.
to Gettysburg and support GARMA downtown Gettysburg and the other organizations that's trying to create this special experience in Gettysburg.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So, hey, thanks for spending the time speaking with me.
Thank you for letting me.
Well, I've taken a lot of your day.
I can talk and talk and talk about Gettysburg.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because we're going to give you opportunities here at Community Media to help celebrate and bring notice to our community, what's happening. So anyhow, thanks.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to the new time for the tree lighting.
December 5th, gather at 6, Santa lights the tree at 6:30.
And this is a great thing. This is an improvement. You're looking at, they have the Gettysburg Festival, that time period anyhow.
Yes.
And it just makes sense.
One other thing that's going to be magical about that night is the Tuba Fest.
Oh,
the 29th annual Tuba Fest is now going to be right after the tree lighting that same night.
Why aren't you going to be there? You should be there.
Absolutely.
December the 5th. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Jenny Dillon with the Gettysburg Area Retail Merchants, 5 years as president, and doing a great job. Thanks for connecting people. You are. So thanks for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. And please look at your calendar, December the 5th, put it down. What a better place to be than Gettysburg, walking around the shops. You know, there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be food trucks there possibly, or...
I'm not sure what all Main Street might
be doing.
Bring to it extra.
But there'll be food.
There should be food. The restaurants will be open that evening.
Yeah.
I would suggest make a reservation.
Well,
I have tried after the tree lighting to decompress and go eat, and they are packed.
They're packed.
So I would suggest make a reservation for that night.
Okay, cool. And until we bring another person, almost as good as Jennifer, in to speak about what they're doing for the community. It's Jenny. I'm sorry.
Jennifer's the legal name.
Yeah. You know,
only called by my parents.
Okay. Until we bring that person in, you know, stay healthy, be kind, and remember, you are the best. Thanks for watching this segment.
Thank you.